It's hiking season at Jesse Brown's. Hi, this is Bill Bartee, one of the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, inviting you to stop by for some backpacking, hiking, or walking shoes at Jesse Brown's from Merrell, Salomon, Vask, just to name a few. But also, proper fit is so important, and the professional staff at Jesse Brown's will get you properly fitted so that you're ready for that fall hike. Stop by for some hiking shoes at Jesse Brown's. Here we are, the outdoor guys from Jesse Brown's, sharing a little bit of our Carolina outdoors on the program. Bill Bartee on this side of the dial, but on the right-hand side of the dial, Christopher Lawing.
Christopher Lawing.
Don Yeager on assignment.
He is on assignment. I hope he's having a good time out there in deer country.
That's right. One of the things he is preparing for is, not to get too far ahead of ourselves, but October is upcoming. And just a reminder for everyone out there, of course, we're from Jesse Brown's, and we one of the sports that we promote and try to help people enjoy is fly fishing. In October, in the Carolinas, North Carolina specifically, participates in something called the Delayed Harvest Program. And it's where thousands of fish are put into 30 or so different lakes and streams in western North Carolina so that they can be caught and released, and then caught again. So they'll put in brown, rainbow, and brook trout into these streams. It's an exciting time for people who are picking up the sport of fly fishing, and they're enabled to kind of get out and enjoy it and catch fish, which helps build confidence. So maybe Don's doing a little bit of reconnaissance on the sport of fly fishing before October kicks into gear. Speaking of fly fishing, everyone is invited out to Jesse Brown's on September 28th. That's a Saturday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. Project Healing Waters is going to be on hand, and their mission, Project Healing Waters, that is to help veterans who have been in active combat utilize the sport of fly fishing to help reinstitute themselves into society. And it just feels good to go fishing, but especially if you've been a combat veteran, if you're a citizen or just want to say, hey, thanks, or maybe you're interested in the sport of fly fishing, stop by that September 28th Saturday, anytime between 10 a.m. and 5 p.m. at Jesse Brown's in the Sharon Corner Shopping Center. You can say hello to a vet, but you could also participate in yourself learning a little bit more about the sport of fly fishing. Davis Farnsworth, one of our friends at Jesse Brown's, is going to be on hand tying flies. So you can see a true artist at work as he ties flies that can be used for fishing. That's one of the things going on. Also, that same day at Kevin Lofton Park, Riverfront Park in Belmont, the Riverfest 19 is going on with the Catawba Riverkeeper. Christopher, I think fly fishing is going to be a part of that event as well.
We are going to have famed fly fisherman and caster from Jesse Brown's, Dave Bergman. He will be doing casting demonstrations on site with us in Belmont. And there will be so much going on. There will be food trucks. There will be drink tickets. There will be things for sale. I think they're having a log rolling competition and canoeing and kayaking. And Dave, like I said, will be doing some fishing. We'll have fly fishing tips and gear, so to speak. We'll also have some other Jesse Brown's gear there for sale and for your viewing pleasure. But we are just excited to be there and to help out with the Catawba Riverkeeper.
It's going to be fantastic. So that's really next weekend. If you're listening to the Carolina Outdoors right now, September 28th, or when those events are going to be taking place, let's move it a little bit into this weekend. For those people who are listening to us via the airwaves of WBT Radio, this weekend in the Charlotte area is an exciting time because the Festival in the Park is going on. Christopher, you've been a participant of that. You've been a you go to it as well to enjoy the arts and crafts of our area, artists and crafts people. Tell us about Festival in the Park and what's going on and where it's going on.
Well, I look at Festival in the Park as Charlotte's own fair and carnival, because we don't have a county fair, but Festival in the Park is it, as far as I'm concerned. It started last night, it's going on today, and it ends tomorrow, Sunday afternoon. But it is just an arts and crafts festival with people from our region, from the Queen City, from even points beyond. But this year is the 55th annual festival, started in 1964, and I did have the pleasure to be a part of the festival 2 years ago. In 2017, I had a booth out there for the Charlotte Signs Project. I had some photography there for sale. Did not have my books yet at that point because they had not been published, but was alongside other artists such as David French, who is known for his scenes of Charlotte, iconic landmarks, iconic spots. There are food vendors. There are performances. For example, the Carolina Raptor Center will be out there. The Carolina Clowns always have a stage. The Lake Walk, the Artist Walk, all kinds of artists and craftsmen, whether it's woodworking or clay working or glass blowing, it's out there. You can go get your arts fill. All at Freedom Park in the Dilworth East Boulevard area of Charlotte.
And yes. It's free.
And it
attend.
Is free. But make sure, one thing that people don't realize is pets are not allowed. So don't bring Fido or Felix out there. But you can have them with you in spirit. But just don't bring them, because there are going to be tons of people. On average, 85,000 people attend that festival. 2017 actually saw 140,000 people attend. I don't know if that jump was because of my booth, but, you know, it's a good conclusion to make.
Probably so. And they're going to have good weather out there as well, so it's going to be a great weekend for Festival in the Park. Go out there and check it out.
One other stage that they have is the Charlotte Folk Society stage, and I think that will really be a big hit this year, especially because of the Ken Burns' country music documentary series that has been on and will be on, that is on PBS. Have you seen any of that, Bill?
I have. I like watching, I like music like that, and I like the history and the stories of music like that, but what's your play on that documentary?
You know, a couple different things. One is it has been so fascinating to me, who isn't, I mean, I'm a fan of country music, but I'm not all in. And so to learn about really the roots, I'm really a fan of bluegrass and folk, what I guess would really be called hillbilly music. But it really started off as nostalgic tunes from the heart, from the soul. And that when they first were recorded was hillbilly music. That kind of transitioned into Western swing. And that's kind of transitioned into the country music or the bluegrass, I should say, and then country music that we know today. I will say that Charlotte had quite a history with country music, and it hasn't been really discussed yet on the documentary, but we had the Wilder Building downtown, we had Hotel Charlotte. Both of those places were hotbeds for studios and recordings from very well-known entertainers throughout the South and the country. Bill Monroe recorded here, Arthur Smith, our very own Fred Kirby. We even had on WBT a barn dance show. I think it was called a barn dance. The Carolina Hayride was one of them. So we definitely have a history, but it's really been fun just to dive into the old films and pictures and history. What about you, Bill? What have been your thoughts on it?
I've enjoyed it quite a bit. We're getting into, as they progress, of course, they're going along a timeline from the beginnings of it all the way into the, I guess, now of it as it'll complete. But so I have enjoyed that. I have taken special note to mentions that friends of the program, so to speak, have been on. Of course, we talked to the Earl Scruggs Museum over in Shelby, and Earl Scruggs had prominent mention, as he should, with his three-fingered picking style, as well as Don Gibson, also from Shelby, who has been on the program, and, of course, Arthur Smith, from this area as well, prominent citizen, prominent musician. It's fun to hear all of them mentioned Arthur hadn't been mentioned as much as, at least yet.
Not yet.
As I would have thought, with dueling banjos and his prominent participation in country music. Especially in the 20th century.
That's right. I know. Well, I think he's coming. I have faith.
Listen, we covered a whole bunch. I'd like to thank Scott Jensen of Charlotte Stories for coming on with us, as well as Kim Yokel from Sugar Mountain for spending some time with us here on the Carolina Outdoors, as well as thanks to TJ Boggs and Christopher Lawrence, Charlotte Science Project.
And, of course, Bill Barty.
And, of course, yours truly, Bill Barty, reminding you to get outdoors, pick up your trash, and we'll see you next time right here on the Carolina Outdoors.